This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And, wow, breaking news here. Is that breaking? But I just saw it for the first time. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We're expecting to be joined by Chris Wade here in just a few moments. But what I just saw for the first time, thanks to Sean in our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. He threw this one into the show prep chat room. And as a former editor of a newspaper, Vincent, somebody involved in the news business, you have your own website, shirefreemedia.com. You may be interested in the Reporters Without Borders Freedom of Information World Press Freedom Index. Have you heard about this before?
Yeah. I actually covered a report, an older report. I don't know if this is a new one. I covered one on Radio Free Keene on Wednesday.
That's your broadcast radio show that's not this show.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And, yeah, I covered it, and apparently the U.S. declined because of Trump. But, I mean, I guess that's the word, exception to that, because Trump so far just been, and they admit in the article I read, that it's just been rhetorical, right? He's saying that, the fake news, the mainstream media is the enemy of the people.
Yeah, he's been threatening toward the media, but hasn't done anything more, differently than Barack Obama.
Exactly, yeah. Well, Obama, in that case, he actually did go out, exclude networks like Fox because, he said they weren't news, so he delegitimized them. And he also went after whistleblowers and reporters, too. So, Obama actually did very harmful things to freedom of the press, and yet the press still loved him anyways. Well, the fake press, the mainstream media, fake news press still loved him anyways.
Coming up, speaking of freedom of the press, Facebook shutting down many different Facebook pages, apparently, including Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, also Milo Yiannopoulos, and others. We're going to get into that story as well. But starting out with a little bit on this press freedom, it looks like the United States, which has not been in the time that we've been covering press freedom, this particular index, at least, and the website is rsf.org. That's the Reporters Without Borders. RSF.org. It is down since last year. So last year, U.S. was at number 45, and this year it is at number 48. So it's not like, it was really that great over the last several years anyway. The times we've been talking about it, it's been in the low, kind of mid-40s range, 45, 47, nowhere near as good as a good chunk of the rest of the world, the top most free nations for press freedom, according to the Reporters Without Borders. Number one is Norway, 2, Finland, 3, Sweden, 4, the Netherlands, 5, Denmark, Switzerland at number 6, New Zealand at number 7, which is a shocker, considering New Zealand actually has a censor. There's a government censor. There's an office of the censor, or whatever they call it over there, and that has been in place for generations in New Zealand.
Well, which is why I'm curious as to their methodology of how they conducted the...
There's a whole tab all about their methodology, so be sure you check that out. But it's, Reporters Without Borders is one of the more respected press freedom agencies out there. Wrapping up the list, number, at least the top 10, number 8, Jamaica, number 9, Belgium, and number 10, Costa Rica. We then go all the way down to the bottom of the list where looks like out of 179 nations, number 179. Take a guess.
North Korea.
North Korea. Yeah. I wonder where is Venezuela on this list? Because we've been doing a lot of Venezuela coverage. Number 148, just above Russia in its press freedom. Of course, Venezuela backed by the Russian government as well. But again, the bottom 5 here, number 178, Eritrea, 177, China, 176, Vietnam, and 175, Sudan. So check this out when you get a chance, and it's an interesting press index and yet another example of how the United States is not the free country that many people would like it to be. They've got a nice interactive map where countries are sort of colored differently based on their relative press freedoms, and you can get more information there from Reporters Without Borders. We'll put the link on our social media, so check that out when you get the chance. And you're right, Vincent, Trump has not been friendly towards the media. Of course, the media hasn't been friendly towards him, and nor should they be. Media should not be friendly towards presidents, no matter who they are.
But in this case, it was just almost unanimous. It was like 91% negative coverage. And, like, I mean, just whenever they give out that number, they never say what it normally is. But I figure since, you know, roughly, I guess, like half, you know, they say it was like half a country voted for him, one would think that, you know, it's like if there was equal representation,
and there's
then
not.
Half. Yeah, and there's not. But I mean, just like, you know,
the media
just going off
that verbiage, it'd
be, you know, 60-40 or 70-30 in the average election, or maybe even more contested. But like 91%.
Right. Well, he had a lot of Republicans who didn't like him either.
Absolutely. And it goes, it sort of goes along with the, they say like six media companies own like 90%, six companies, six mega corporations own 90% of all media. Media companies.
So the press needs to be critical of the government. That's what their role is supposed to be. Ideally, is that they're supposed to be another check on the out of control, or what could be and what certainly is, an out of control government, regardless of the political viewpoints. But most media salivate over politicians. They treat them with respect. They treat them almost as though they are like, you know, royalty or Hollywood stars.
And, like, they're infallible sources. I mean, they've had, especially with the whole Russian collusion thing, like CNN, MSNBC, they'd have all these sources who would say, like, oh, Trump versus collusion, Trump's going to get impeached.
Didn't
and in
happen.
2 years, like, yeah, absolutely, it didn't happen. And they still have these people on as experts.
Really?
And, oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's why I cover a lot of the media stuff on Radio Free Keene, but it's why the Trump White House sent out a memo to these media organizations saying, like, look, you've had all of these guests, and they had a list of guests like Maxine Waters, Eric Swalwell, and they said, look, they've all been wrong, all their predictions have been wrong, so we kindly ask that you stop giving them a platform. And, you know, it was obviously a publicity gimmick, but, and it's like, and I've experienced this in my own profession, you know, my own short yet, you know, budding professional life. It's where people are told they have to behave themselves, right? They can't go after the government too hard. Otherwise, they'll lose access to government sources and the government won't cooperate with them. When it's like, you know, compromising for the truth, it's impossible.
If you want to join the discussion here, maybe you work in media and you've got a viewpoint, or you're just an observer, you're welcome to jump in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In a lot of cases, media seems more like they're interested in attacking other media, specifically Alex Jones, for instance, rather than actually questioning the status quo or politicians or whatever. And we're going to get into the story here about Facebook targeting Jones and several others. But, you know, one of my critiques of media has always been their lapdog attitude towards the government. That, yeah, they may, you know, they may enjoy watching the primary spectacle of politicians attacking one another. Certainly that makes for entertaining television in some instances. But for the most part, once a political person is in office, once they've received the nomination, they're very deferent towards them. They're very worshipful towards them. You know, frequently you'll see, like, for instance, with when Trump or Obama or whichever person is getting the presidency next, they have that inauguration day where they swear them in, and they just, it's almost like watching like a Hollywood awards ceremony.
Or where coronation.
Where they're talking about, oh, doesn't she just look ravishing in that dress? Where did she get that dress? Is that a Versace dress? My God, she looks splendid. Talking about like the first lady or whatever, and just so worshipful towards these people. Wouldn't it be nice if we actually had a media that looked down their nose at politicians and treated them like the dirt, trash, garbage human beings that they actually are, the sociopaths that they actually are? Chris Wade joining us. Welcome.
Hi.
So coming up, you can join us here as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's Press Freedom or the Facebook bands that, you know, they just keep coming out with new bands. This is just the latest list, and we'll get into it coming up here. You can share your thoughts as well. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. just get on over to discord.lrn.fm. And that, by the way, the Discord server is there for you 24 hours a day. Now, obviously, you can only call in via Discord during our live hours, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern every single day. But outside of those times, you can just chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and other listeners of LRN.FM's other great shows while you're there over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. They can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on their forum at Bitcoin.com. Story coming from CNN Business that people are having their Facebook account shut down. Not only that, also Instagram, which, of course, is owned by Facebook. The story here, Facebook announced Thursday, that's yesterday, that it had designated some high-profile people, including Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who's notorious for using anti-Semitic language, and right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones as, quote, dangerous. And it said they will be purging those people from their platforms. Jones and his media outlet InfoWars previously had already been banned from Facebook back in August of last year, but had maintained a presence on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. On Thursday, Jones and InfoWars will be barred from Instagram as well. Other people banned Thursday include Paul Neelan, an anti-Semite who unsuccessfully ran for Congress in 2016 and 2018, and fringe right-wing media personalities Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Paul Joseph Watson. Now, I wouldn't have known the Laura Loomer name if it weren't for your show, Vincent, Questioning Authority, which airs Thursday and Saturday nights on LRN.FM. Is this lady dangerous?
Not physically. I mean, plenty of the things she, well, even
she's just
even
like a conservative talking head, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's, I guess, a little more extreme in her examples. Like, she's an activist, right? Mm-hmm. And even though she claims to be a journalist,
doesn't she go crash events?
Yeah, she crashed with Shakespeare in the Park. She invited a bunch of, she bust in a bunch of, allegedly illegal aliens to Nancy Pelosi's house. And they had, like, a siesta there. She got arrested for that. But, no, I mean, she's never harmed anyone, never said any, you know, violent rhetoric, more violence ever than, you know, government force. So,
any hate speech that you know of from her?
Aside from some of the things she says about Muslims or Palestinians.
Okay, no. So she's anti-Muslim?
I mean, she's a Zionist. She's a self-described Zionist. So, yeah, that sort of comes with the territory there.
Let's see. Quote, we've always, and Paul Joseph Watson, he's another InfoWars guy, right?
Yeah,
he's a writer for
them. He recently split off to do his own thing.
Oh, really?
We're both still symbiotic.
And, of course, Milo Yiannopoulos is noteworthy as he is a gay man who is a conservative, purportedly, and kind of stirred up some controversy a couple of years ago with some, I don't know, statements that upset some people, I guess. I don't even remember why he got into the news, I guess, because he's gay and conservative.
Well, he did a tour.
There's a lot of gay conservatives out there.
Are there? Well,
I think he did a tour called, I can't repeat the name of it on the air, but he did a tour, and when he got to UC Berkeley and I think a few other colleges, Antifa there and all these other left-wing lunatics just started rioting.
They flipped out, that's right.
Yeah, and I forget the details also. It's been comparatively a while ago, but and like the police, they would refuse. They would just, and I don't know about refuse, but they would say that they couldn't provide protection, right?
So they're not obligated to. Mm. That's
very true.
Been determined many a time by the Supreme Court in this country. The cops don't have to protect you.
Which begs the question of why? What are we paying them for?
Because they're going to hurt you.
Yeah, so we're paying them to hurt us. So why? Why?
Well, they will hurt you if you don't pay.
Ah, yes, that's right? True.
Just like any other criminal gang.
Yeah.
But they have this illusion that you have some sort of influence. So they've managed to fool people into believing that they have some sort of say in how the police behave, when the reality is the police go against what people want all the time. You know, the cops will say that, oh, well, we're just following the law. We're just doing what we're told to do. It's just our job. We're following the law. Which, of course, they don't even know many of the laws. Because, I mean, how could you? How could anyone?
But you know what? They know that they're not following the law most of the time. I think they're just making stuff up, and they know it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a means of putting pressure on you to do whatever they demand, basically, whether it's legal or not.
Right. And whenever it is you want the law to change, like in the case of cannabis laws here in New Hampshire or in many places, it's the cops who come out and lobby against it. So it's not like the cops are just quietly sitting there just following and enforcing whatever laws pass. No, they're coming and on taxpayer dollars, being paid to go to the state house to testify against anything that would lower their power.
If there's not enough bad people out there, what are we paying them for? And so they have to create bad people, basically, is their perspective.
There aren't even that many bad people. Like here in New Hampshire.
There aren't, but they still have to create that fiction in order to have a job and to maintain their job.
There's another headline today that the governor in New Hampshire didn't sign. He vetoed the death penalty repeal.
Now there's enough power to get that overwritten, right?
There should be enough. There was initially they have to revote on it if they're going to override. Yeah. But the initial votes did have override proof majorities.
Okay.
Or veto proof majority, so they have enough to override the veto. But they still have to go through that process of overriding. So hopefully they'll be able to do that. But, of course, they actually had the governor do the veto. According to the article, he went to a building that was named after the police officer who was killed by the one man in New Hampshire who's on death row. There's only one guy. And he killed a cop, allegedly, apparently. And so they named some building after that guy. When the governor went to go and veto this, he made a special trip to that building to sign the veto in that man's building that was, named in the honor of this dead cop. Gotcha. And, of course, he was surrounded by police while he was doing it. So it's all about the police. It's all about – the only reason why the death penalty still is in New Hampshire is because of the worship of the police.
Yeah, police worship, cop worship.
That's all it is. The people don't want it.
Nope.
I mean, if you've got veto-proof majorities of both the House and the Senate voting for a thing, and the governor's going against it, it's the cops. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else. It's the cops. They're the ones whispering in his ear. He's the head of the executive branch. They answer to him, and he answers to them.
Yep.
He's doing their bidding. Anyway, back to the story about Facebook banning more people off of its platform. This is, by the way, a heads up to people out there on Facebook. If they haven't gotten to you yet, it's just because they haven't gotten to you yet. You're not big enough.
Or you haven't said anything that they dislike.
Well, if you're small enough and you've said something they dislike, it's probably not going on, across their radar. There aren't people reporting you.
That might be, but there's also a lot of people who are getting smacked down, even without getting kicked off the platform. So,
getting temporary suspensions and things like that.
Suspensions and things like that. And there's a lot of people out there like that. It's not a small crowd. So, I don't know why somebody would even stay on Facebook even after they've been, basically beaten up by Facebook.
Yeah, I'm surprised, actually, by the number of people who are saying they're getting off of Facebook. It seems like it's increasing.
Definitely increasing.
People that I know who are always on it.
There's still a lot of apologists, Facebook apologists.
Oh, of course. I bet none of them will call in, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185,000 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969.
A New York Times story is providing some insight into an FBI counterintelligence investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign. Vice President Mike Pence says transparency is key and we need to figure out what's going on here.
As the Attorney General said when he testified before Congress, there was spying. We need to understand why there
was.
Spying? Whether there was a sufficient predicate. Well, I think we need to find out.
Pence was speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump into one of those if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
You've got Vincent.
And Chris.
By the way, I want to let you know about AnyPay. You can get hooked up with the easiest way to accept payment at your point of sale in cryptocurrency. We just actually used AnyPay this afternoon, you and I, Chris. We had some lunch out at Hot Hogs here in Keene, and I think we both paid Bitcoin Cash today.
Yeah,
for that lunch, because, well, AnyPay lets you do, or accept, rather, different cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Zcash, and others. You can go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through the easy steps. You think it's hard? You think it's complicated to take cryptocurrency? You don't know anything about AnyPay because they've made it so easy. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's an iOS app. There's an Android app. You load the app up on your device when you're, you know, wherever you've got your point of sale, cash register, tablet of some sort. Load up the app there and walk through some simple steps and you're good to go. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue talking about the latest Facebook bans, taking out Alex Jones and InfoWars. Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan. So not just the right wing, but also, I mean, I think you could argue Farrakhan's probably on the left wing, but I don't know.
Well, I think it's, I feel that it's like chicken feed that they gave in. They sort of threw a bone to the right wing, so they can't just say it was totally
biased. Maybe Farrakhan's a right winger. I mean, I don't
well,
know.
Well, they mentioned it. It said because he was anti-Semitic. He's, you know, yeah, regularly makes what they say is anti-Semitic comments. And so I think he was just added in. He was probably collateral damage. That's what they call it. Because, you know, Obama was a fan of Louis Farrakhan. He's been a darling. He's been protected until now. Really? So he sort of threw him under the bus just to get to Jones.
I don't think they would have had to have done that. But going on here, the process, they say, this is Facebook's spokes bureaucrat saying, quote, "The process for evaluating potential violators is extensive, and it is what led us to our decision to remove these accounts today. We have always banned individuals or organizations that promote or engage in violence and hate, regardless of ideology," said Facebook. The spokesperson told CNN Business the company goes through a lengthy process and takes into consideration a number of factors before determining an individual to be, quote, dangerous. The Facebook spokesperson said factors include whether the person or organization has ever called for violence against individuals based on race, ethnicity, or national origin. So is it okay to call for violence just because you want to see somebody get hurt? If it's a problem to call for, you know, it's a problem to call for violence because you don't like the person's skin color, okay. But it's okay for somebody to say, you know, hurt this person because I don't like them as an individual? I can't imagine they would stand for that either. Or would they? Or whether the person has been identified with a hateful ideology, whether they use hate speech or slurs in their about section on their social media profiles, and whether they have had pages or groups removed from Facebook for violating hate speech rules. In some instances, when Facebook bans an individual or organization, it also restricts others from expressing praise or support for them on its platforms.
Wow,
said the spokesperson. Yeah, now that's going a little bit further than I expected. Of course, maybe I shouldn't be surprised by it. So, yeah, if you say, hey, that's mean of you, Facebook, you should leave Alex Jones alone, then they might ban you, too, is what they're saying here. The company continues to view such action as the correct approach. Their policy may not apply to any or all of the people banned Thursday. However, a spokesperson added that Facebook will remove groups, pages, and accounts created to represent the banned individuals when it knows the individual is participating in the effort. Some of the individuals who were designated as dangerous responded to the ban on their accounts in the brief period between when Facebook announced the ban and when Facebook scrubbed their accounts.
You know, the thing that I think here is dangerous is Facebook. It's not just Facebook explicitly.
Now, why are they dangerous? They're just a website.
It's a centralized organization that basically has a role as a government, or are playing a role as a government, and deciding who can say what.
Well, shouldn't they be able to govern their platform? What's wrong with that?
I don't necessarily know that there's anything wrong with governing their platform. The problem is that individuals need to set up their own platforms, mm-hmm. As opposed to be relying on other people's platforms.
Sure. But the individual is not likely to do that because the average person doesn't have the technical chops to just, let's spin up our own Facebook competitor.
True, but there are competitors to Facebook, so jumping on the same...
Most of them centralized.
The same platform. Yeah, and that's not as desirable, but jumping on the same platform as everybody else is a really bad idea.
Of course, that's the reason why people do it, is because they perceive that that's where people are. When we talk to people about Facebook and why they're still on it, by the way, I've been off for over a year.
I've never been on it, so.
Kudos.
Yeah.
And, there was an early time when it was useful. There was. I mean, like, it was in its early years.
I understand why people get on it. It's usually people aren't really thinking about these types of issues when they get on a platform. And sometimes the platforms aren't even that big, right, or popular at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, these things build up. I think it's particularly concerning when you join larger or platforms built by larger entities because they tend to already have policies and things in place and you know where they're going to go. Whereas I think smaller platforms sometimes, especially if they're really small platforms, are not quite as extreme.
And if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, that is the toll-free number. The Facebook decisions that they're making, you know, it's arbitrary. They can decide to run their system however they want. And they didn't used to be a behemoth, right? Like, they used to be a small company that just provided a social media platform for college students. That's what the original purpose of Facebook was, as I understand it. You actually had to be going to college in order to have an account on Facebook in the original days. And that was before I was involved, because I wasn't going to college at that time. And then they, you know, expanded out from there, and now they're this massive behemoth that basically has crippled their own platform on purpose. Because the selling point, whenever you talk to somebody who's still on Facebook, they almost always say the same things. They'll say something to the effect of, yeah, I'm still on Facebook, I don't really want to be, but that's where everyone is. Even then, we can point out, well, Chris isn't there, and I'm not there, and, you know, like, we can point to all these people that aren't there, but there's still the perception that's where everyone is.
Mm.
But then I also will point out that you also can't reach those people. Like, that the illusion of Facebook is that everyone's there. Okay, there are a lot of people there. I think there's like 2 billion of the world's population that have Facebook accounts, although there was recently an article about how many of their accounts are dead people at this point.
Yeah, and, you know, there's also a world population of about 9 billion, so it's not...
Is it 9 now? I thought it was
8.
Approaching 8.
Okay, 8 billion.
I could be wrong.
Well, either way,
yeah.
Still, it's not the whole world. I mean,
okay, it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, but it's also 2 billion accounts doesn't necessarily equal 2 billion.
I mean, remember, half the world is in a place where there's no internet at
right.
all.
Right,
like,
but 2 billion accounts doesn't equal 2 billion people. How many of those accounts are duplicate accounts?
Sure, and how many are dead people?
Dead people, right, et cetera, et cetera. Or people who created accounts for their children
or
babies or whatever that aren't even, you know, capable of reading and writing
or
yet.
Their dog.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Right. So...
Anyway, the point is, these people have these excuses for why they're on Facebook, and it's fine. You know, if you're enjoying it, then have at it. I wouldn't tell you not to do something that you enjoy. But a lot of people seem like they don't really enjoy it, and they're just there out of an obligation. They're there because they've been there, and I understand this because I've been in this place myself. They're there because they've been there. They feel like everybody else is there, and so they feel like they have to continue.
Well, it also sort of becomes an addiction with how people behave around it. Like, you know, they want the dopamine for clicks. They want the attention.
The likes.
And absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they've had former Facebook employees say that they're ashamed of themselves for working on it because
they
like,
designed it to be addictive.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Because they want you to spend all your time there so you can see all their advertising.
Oh, yeah, and they could get all your data.
Yep. The longer you are on that page, the more money they make from advertising.
Yeah, that's true. And the more time you've wasted. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And the real insult here to people is after they've spent all this time on this platform and put all this energy into creating these accounts and these pages and getting their pages up, in the case of, you know, Jones, probably to millions of likes would be my guess, then all of a sudden, yank! They just pull the plug, and it's poof, all that effort,
wasn't
all those
yours to
years.
Begin with,
right.
And it's your own doing.
Yeah,
it's
you
your
gave
own
it
undoing.
To them.
Yeah.
We're coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here. We're talking about Facebook targeting more accounts for deletion. Not just a, you know, temporary ban or suspension, but, you know, they're wiping people out. And it's their platform. They can do what they want. They built it. They can destroy it. They can destroy your account. It's not your account.
Well, no, it's severe sometimes platform and sometimes publishing.
I want to get into that. That's a related story that you've got coming up here. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
And thanks to Nick C., who is a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Nick C. giving $5 a month to Free Talk Live's AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a way for you to back up what we do here on Free Talk Live. You like the fact that we're on almost 200 stations. We are within just a few stations from 200. If you appreciate that and you want us to see 200, 300, 400, it can happen. It just takes marketing, it takes time, it takes money. And the AMP program helps make that happen. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us there, and you'll get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only, well, there's supporters-only chat rooms on our Discord servers. There's an AMP-only Facebook group for those of you still there. I'm not in it anymore. It was one of the last reasons why I was still on Facebook was, well, my amplifiers, I don't want to walk away from the AMP group. I have to be here for this. And eventually I was just like, you know, screw it. They can find me on five other platforms.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there another platform that they can join and participate in the AMP on?
Well, there's the Discord server. So Discord has supporters-only chat rooms, which it's open to amplifiers, Twitch supporters, and Patreon. So basically anybody who throws in a few bucks a month towards one of the other different fundraising methods that we have. And then there's, you know, like a special AMP-only tag. There's like an amplifier tag for your user profile on Discord. And at this time, I can't justify putting anything for AMP only on the forum just because the forum is so not, it's barely used at all anyway. There's no point in having a separate area. Which will be even less used than the already disused forum. As much as I love the forum, it's just, it's hard to get people off these social media platforms to try something new. Or in this case, like, forums are kind of an old idea, but in our case, our forum is a sort of a newer iteration of it. You've used it before.
Oh, yeah. I posted something.
You seem to like it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan in a sense. It's, you know what I think it is? I think there's not enough tie-in with instant messaging platforms. I wish it'd be nice if you could tie it in somehow, so like you could see the messages without actually having to open up the forum. And
oh, I see what you're saying. You know?
Wouldn't that be kind of neat?
I know that it has like an API and it has webhooks, and so it's got these things that could be used for that purpose. There may actually be what you're talking about. We may just not have that plugin.
And it would be nice because then all the things that were posted are getting archived where other people can see them, and they're
organized.
Oh, hey, yeah, there's all these people in, you know, New Hampshire or whatever it is, or on FTL or whatever it is that you know you're trying to promote.
I bet you we could, like, for instance, you know, there's the website IFTTT, which is if this then that. It's got a lot of integrations where you can have, like, if a thing happens on this one site, so like the forum, then post a message on, say, a Telegram or on Mastodon or on, you know, whatever. So there would be a way to do sort of like a notice of, hey, there's a new post over here into a chat group. So I'm pretty sure that can be done, but it's not something that a user can just flip on automatically. It's not probably like easy to do at this point. But anyway, check it out when you get the chance over on our forum at forum.freetalklive.com. And if you want to help us out big time, please become an amplifier at ampamp.freetalklive.com. If the forum got so popular to where amplifiers were demanding an amp only forum, I could make it in, you know, 2 minutes.
Right.
It'd be hard to do. So if it ever gets to that point, that would be wonderful. So we've been talking about Facebook targeting different people, and people have sort of divergent beliefs, but Facebook says they're hateful people and they're, quote, dangerous. So they're taking out their accounts. And that, of course, has led to sort of an overarching conversation about Facebook and alternatives to it. If you want to comment here, maybe you found something that's pretty good that you've been using instead of Facebook that is maybe more decentralized that we don't know about. Like, we want to know about it. We know about Mastodon and we like it.
Right.
That's more of like a competitor to Twitter, though, than it is to Facebook. So it's social media in that you can share your thoughts, you can share a link, you can tag somebody in the thing that you share so they can know that you've mentioned them. And so it's got those basics to it, and it does a really good job of copying what Twitter does without being centrally managed. But for people that want to have groups or whatever, I would say it's probably better to have different apps rather than have everything all – try one site trying to do everything. Mm. Have your social media, your posts be on Mastodon. And then if you want to have more of like a group atmosphere, go on to a forum where the people who are interested in the things that you're talking about are there. And then, you know, different forums can be running different software, and that means that there's competition out there for the different types of software rather than this massive mega corporation, Facebook, that gives you this, honestly, crappy experience. One of my longest complaints about Facebook, even when I was a regular user, was that their groups suck. I mean, if you've ever been on, you've never been on it, but if you've ever been on one of their groups, the search feature is terrible. You can type in searches that you know should find something, like because you know you made the post previously. Like if you search a certain word that you're 100% certain is in that post, it just won't show up. You know it's in the database. You know it's in the group. If you scroll down long enough, if you knew like what date it was and you scroll down to get to that date, you'd find the post. But it doesn't show up in search. And, of course, unlike a forum where you can move posts from one sub-forum to another. So, like, if you're on the Free Talk Live forum over at forum.freetalklive.com, it's part of the larger Shire forums. And so there's other forums. So, like, the Forkfest forum
is
on the same place. So let's say somebody posts a post about Free Talk Live in the Forkfest forum. As a moderator, all you have to do is say, oh, whoops, you misposted that. You didn't mean to post it here. So move the post from one sub-forum to the other one. This is a basic function of moderation that has existed in forums since, you know, the 1990s, probably since the 80s in bulletin board systems. I mean, this is an old feature. Just doesn't exist in Facebook. It doesn't matter if you're the administrator of more than one group. You cannot move a post from group A to group B. Just can't be done. So if somebody screws up and posts in the wrong place, all you have is the delete button. That's all you can do. And it's just the most rudimentary garbage form of system. It's really hard to kind of keep track of things in there. Anyway, let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico, and then we can come back to more on Facebook banning people. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. So here in New Mexico, we have this thing called a brain drain. Brain drain.
Brain drain?
Yeah, brain drain, because they get educated here. I think they get college educated, and then they all leave out of our state.
So, okay.
So because, for one thing, you know, there's no, I mean, the good jobs are all in other states that pay more. There's very few jobs where they could make a lot of money here and use their education.
But what's the cost of living like?
Cost of living is
is it high?
Reasonable. No, it's very
don't ask
low.
Her.
It's
She's on welfare. How
That's
would she know?
That's a good point.
It's reasonable when you're getting free money.
Yeah. I mean, there's no cost to your living, Sarah. Doesn't the government pay for, like, your house, your food? What else?
Wait a minute. I was talking about our college-educated people leaving out of our state. What does that
right.
have to do with me?
How would you know anything there? About what it's like to, you know, get a real job and actually be productive?
Have you worked, Sarah?
No, I worked before
what?
I crossed up.
What?
I used to work before I went up to the mental hospital, and ever since then, I have.
When was that? Weren't you like 17 at that time?
No, 18.
Hey, 18.
Okay,
it's
okay,
only
so,
been however many decades.
All right, so
she might be almost as bad as Bernie Sanders.
All right, so she has no. She, you have no idea like what the current cost of living is like in. I mean, Arizona is it? Where
she's
is she?
She's in New Mexico.
New Mexico. Okay.
Live here. It's that's one of the reasons I live here. It's there's a lot of Section 8 apartments. And the thing is, the problem is...
Are you on food stamps? Or EBT or whatever they call it?
So it sounds to me like this is why people
know the
are...
Are you on
why
on
people are moving out?
How we always wind up with dumb people in New Mexico. That's all we wind up with.
Because college grads don't want to live in Section 8 housing.
Wow.
Well, the reason is because what they're saying is there's no jobs for them. I mean, they do stay here, but it's always the worst of the worst. In other words, like, we have no money to pay the teachers. We got the worst doctors.
Oh, those poor teachers.
This is
what happens with socialism, Sarah. Nobody wants to live there because the cost of living is too high and the pay isn't good enough.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us, we got more on Facebook. Are they a platform? Or are they, what was the other word?
A publisher.
A publisher. There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.